I've got the reverse Donald Trump. Orange arms, white hands.
We are doubling our solar power.
They're awful.
It's official. We're legitimate.
Been growing really well in these raised beds until the voles came and killed everything. So I've emptied them out because before I replant, I want to put something down in the bottom of them that's going to stop them being able to basically come back and repeat the process. This big roll of galvanised steel mesh off of the internet. The holes on it are tiny, only about 6 mil, and I'm going to lay that right across the bottom of the raised beds and then also a little bit extra on the sides to stop them being able to scooch up and into the bed from there. I don't know what I'm going to do on the rest of the garden though, because to use this method would mean me having to excavate the whole area and then basically lay it under and then make sides. It's not feasible to do that, so the jury's still out. I might need to look into the possibility of creating a few more raised beds. In place now with the wire at the bottom. I just need to refill them with all of their logs and soil, but I need a minute before tackling that, I think. Well, that was a lot quicker than doing it all manually.
Yeah, I mean, there's still manual work to do, but doing it with the angle grinder definitely makes it much quicker. It also makes it much quicker when you do have to have the chisel. So that's good. The only downside to this is that it's very, very messy. This is the only reason why we didn't use the angle grinder before to try and cut the stone, and previously we were trying to do it all manually just with a hammer and chisel, because at this time of year with the fire risk, we can't use it outdoors. And as you've probably seen in the shots Victoria was taking a minute ago, the sparks flying off everywhere, so we have to use it in here. But right now we've got no choice, because we don't have the luxury of enough time to just break all these by hand. We need some type of mechanical assistance, so if a bit of dirt is what we have to deal with, then so be it.
So Ricky spent the last few days doing all of the stonework on this gable end, but there's still a hell of a lot more to do.
Yeah, definitely the quickest way to do this is to have a session like this where I just break as many stones as possible. I did one the other day and I had enough easily to go a couple of days. It just means everything's kind of the right depth and I have to do minimal shaping when I'm actually there with the mortar. So then I'll just be ready to blast through another day of efficient and productive stonework without having to break to gather any more stones.
Thank you. what's gotten into her today. She's never played in the water like this before.
Do it, good girl. Come on. You got
it. Not quite as nimble as Pop on the stones, eh? Show you the other day, as I was putting down this mesh, I found where the voles were coming through the bottom of the bed. Put that back over. No more entrance for you, Mr. Vole. I've got all my stuff ready now to put back into the beds. I used Hugel Kultur before to fill them up with big logs at the bottom, then smaller logs, and then finally soil and compost on the top. So I'm going to repeat that process because everything was growing really, really well in the beds before, well, before they actually got eaten by the voles. We took the big shade sail down last night. Now that the temperature's come down a bit, it's not really getting over 30 degrees, so the sun's not got quite as much fierceness to it anymore. The tomatoes were starting to get a little bit leggy underneath it, so I'm hoping that with the extra UV, they're gonna perk up a bit. And I'm also hoping that we're gonna get another round of tomatoes because I've noticed that they've started to blossom again.
So with the temperature dropping, you know, it won't be long until we start to get some big downpours of rain, and the seasons change here really quickly. You know, we are in September now. Before you know it, it will be autumn and winter, and we'll be having shorter days in terms of the sunshine and daylight hours. So we're trying to be proactive this year, and we're going to be doubling our solar power.
So this is our current solar setup. We've got just shy of 2000 watts of power, and this system managed to get us through all of last winter without having to use the generator to top up our batteries.
However, we did have to be very conservative with our energy consumption at points, and to be honest, we were pretty inconvenienced at times, and we just don't want to be inconvenienced here. We want to be comfortable and be able to use whatever electrical items we want to use whenever we want to use them. So where the current panels are, there isn't room to add another four, so we need to move the whole thing further down the land, mark out a new area, and try and get that as level as possible.
Good?
Yeah, we're good. We're square. So I've marked out all the area now and got it all square with the use of a string because we haven't got a tape measure long enough. Ricky's just going around the perimeter now with the string line because although we don't need to make it completely level, we do need to even out all the grooves and the bumps on this area, which there are quite a few. Also, I am going to need to move this peach tree because it is well and truly in the way. Thank you.
start. Taking a bit of a breather because it is a hot job doing that. It's about 20 square meters, so I think that's roughly about 200 square foot. Yeah, it's not a small area to have to try and level off, especially in this heat, but it will be well worth it because not only is this position going to be better because we can actually fit all the panels in here, it's also going to get a lot more of the morning sun. Where the panels are at the moment, it gets a lot of shade in the morning where the sun is coming up from behind the house and above the terrace, so really not the best location. But at the time we had those panels fitted, it was kind of the nearest south-facing spot we could get to the house with the size of the cable that we had, because if we went any further, we were going to have too big a voltage drop and the system was going to be really inefficient. So we've got a big fat cable for this one, so we can move all the way down the land here. Now I've loosened all the soil, need to get it all leveled off.
Brought up a whole bunch of these bricks because we originally got them to cover up the ring beam inside the building, but since we decided that we were going to use stonework, they've become redundant. So we've got a whole load of them sat down there, but we're going to be putting gravel over this whole area and we need a way to border it, so it's a very nice way to use up some of them.
Yeah, we're hoping that we can just put these down relatively level without having to mortar them, because we've got about, what was it in the end, about 90?
90 exactly.
90 exactly bricks. And I really don't want to have to mortar all these in, like we just need it to contain the gravel. And if we can just get them laid down and looking fairly level and neat, then I think we'll be good. Also, I've got the reverse Donald Trump, orange arms, white hands. Although, my hands are much bigger. How are we doing this?
I was going to ask you that.
Put this first on like this.
Okay.
Close to the edge if you can. Good.
Just had a delivery. Is that what I think it is?
Well, it depends what you think it is. If that is anything to go by,
ooh,
then yes, it's what you think it is. If you had the big reveal together.
It's so small.
What she said. Here we go. Oh.
Ooh, more packaging.
Well, there we go, guys. Can you see that? It's official. We're legitimate. Would you like to say a thank you to anybody?
I'd like to thank Ricky for allowing me to become a permanent cameo on what was originally his channel.
It wouldn't be the same without you. Thank you all of you for watching week after week and supporting us. For like months now, we've had people go, nearly 100,000, nearly 100,000. Well, here we are, baby. Hollywood next. But no, honestly, thank you.
Yeah, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. It's so shiny, it's another thing to dust.
Right, back to bricks.
I've just just emptied my dehydrator because these are definitely done. It's work to treat though. Look at my figs. They're so small. I love this thing though. Just need to find something else to dehydrate.
So I finished up the bricks around yesterday and we've just laid out our landscaping fabric, which is going to go underneath the gravel to hopefully try and stop some weeds coming through. Although with that being said, in Portugal, it doesn't tend to work that well. Somehow weeds seem to find their way through anyway, but we're going to do the best we can.
So we're just trying to figure out what to do around the edges because we kind of misremembered the size of these bricks and we planned on having them all go this way, but because we got the size wrong, had to turn a couple to get them all to fit, but ended up being a nice little design feature. What do you think we do? Just cut around it?
Yeah, and then have it have a little lip going up the side.
I'm not quite sure what you mean, but if you know what you mean, then we're all good. So I think we should get the gravel in and then we'll cut it afterwards.
The little tail going. Yeah.
So Victoria's just trimming up all of the excess landscaping fabric now. So now we're all ready and prepped for the extra panels and the mounts and everything else. However, we can't do that right now because we're still waiting on a couple of the electrical components, but they're due in the next couple of days.
Head rush?
Head rush. Looks nice with the pop of orange, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, that was hot work.
So some of you might be wondering why we haven't just poured a concrete pad or concrete footers, concrete piers, whatever you want to call them. Basically, it's just time. As much as we need to get these solar upgrades done before the weather changes, the tiny house is still our top priority. It's numero uno, and we don't want to put any more time onto other projects than is strictly necessary. So this has been a good job so far. I mean, we've managed to get this done pretty quickly, and it's more than capable of doing the job.
I'm a bit nervous about this.
I'm pretty sure it's all gonna be fine.
Pretty sure.
I mean, it's firmly embedded in the wall and it screws to the rafters, so.
Easy does it.
One down. Go. Fully supported purlins on the building now. This will make it much easier to get around. Definitely. These have been in the way now for weeks.
I've been dropping hints and you've not taken the hint, so I'm just going to come right out and say it. I'm glad this isn't Smell-O-Vision because these gloves are rancid. It literally smells like a boy's locker room. They're horrible. You're not using them anymore.
Oh, you'll have to buy me some new ones.
I already have and you've not used them.
I already have used them, but they just, they get wet and sweaty and stinky, making me sound like some unhygienic, stinky boy.
If the glove fits.
I'm just rounding up a few more stones to take up, and it made me realise, I never spoke about this before, the only pitfall of using the angle grinder to partially slice the bricks or at least start the breaking is that it leaves, can you see this? This kind of compressed border all the way around the edge, obviously where the blade has gone. So it's a little bit more work to have to, you either have to break that off or if you can at points try and texture it. But on the whole, definitely the quicker method. Like I say, I'm racing through it, so happy days. We're roughly about halfway through all the stonework in here now, and I'm feeling pretty optimistic that we're not going to have to buy any more stone in. We're going to just be able to use stone from the farm. And I know that we've bought in lots of other materials, whether it be the wood, whether it be the bricks, sand, whatever else. But the one resource that we have here on the farm is stone. And I don't know, there's something about it. It gives me a nice feeling inside, knowing that the one resource we have on the farm, we've put the love in to shape it, make it what it needs to be, and put it back into this little tiny house.